Pacifico.
Hold on. World famous Phil Henry Show here, and a very, very pleasant Friday night to you. Ted Bell is on the line with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, listen, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. If you're gay, you get a free steak dinner. And you know what? The Olympics have just started, Phil, and we're going to be rooting on the USA basketball team. Let's go for the gold again. I will accept nothing less than a gold medal.
Want to put our meat in your mouth?
And, you know, to that end, Phil, I wanted to say something about the USA basketball team. I just saw LeBron James. I just saw Kobe Bryant, two great basketball players. I saw that LeBron James was part of a bronze medal winning team. That is an absolute disgrace. And as a prominent businessman here in the United States, I'm going to say again, that's a disgrace. I want people to come into Ted's of Beverly Hills, support the rights of gay people to be human beings and not animals that are thrown into an oven. And
Come on, man. I mean, you're really saying some crazy things.
Well, I think figuratively that's what people want to do. Support gay people, and on top of that, come on in here to Ted's of Beverly Hills and let's tell the USA basketball team that we expect nothing less than the gold medal every time they touch the floor. And if they think they're going to get away with bronzes and silvers, that is going to cause civil disturbances. Now,
no, I will not endorse a statement like that.
Well, I don't mean that literally, but I want them to know. What do you mean you want to endorse?
I'm not going to endorse a statement that says there's going to be civil disturbance if they don't win a gold medal.
Oh, okay, well, all right. You go right ahead and do whatever you need to do, Phil, but I can tell you, I don't mean literally, Phil. I understand. I don't mean literally, but we have to put the fear of God himself into these guys and say, who do you think you were playing for? Who do you think you are? You're the USA basketball team. Do you think that a bronze medal, we're going to run out in the street and be happy about that? If you come home with anything less, don't come home. I mean that.
Why are you so... Why do you...
Are you crazy? Do you remember when the Russians robbed us in 72 when we were still playing amateur? Do you remember all the years? Do you remember all of the pain? Do you remember all the struggle? Do you remember all of the things that we had to go through to get... We finally got our pros out there on the floor, and they wind up getting a bronze?
You know what? I can end this segment early, Ted, if you're a little put out.
Phil, I just want people to know I feel very strongly about this country, and I feel very strongly about the rights of people. I want our team to do well in the Olympics, and I don't want gays, if you'll pardon me for saying this, and maybe I shouldn't, but I would rather not see gays slid into ovens.
And nobody is saying anything of the sort.
I think when you start going down the road, oh, well, you don't get to have that right, and you don't get to have that right, and you don't get to have that right, I think...
You are cheapening and mocking an actual historical event, and I won't have you do that.
Well, Phil, I don't like being...
You are cheapening and mocking an actual historical event, and I won't have you do that. I understand that it's a bad situation. We're going to try to make it better. We're dialoguing this country. That's what we do, okay? But for you to say something like that...
Oh, boy.
That's right, Ted. 877-876-7445. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to have that kind of hyperbole. Here is Bob on the Phil Henry Show. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I just can't believe that this is a real person that runs a business. It's when
I beg your pardon.
When people are trying to say something that you don't agree with, you go and attack them, and you were making derogatory statements about gay people until Mr. Henry went and told you to stop it. So
what,
you know
what derogatory statement did I make about gay people?
I'm not gonna say him, but I.
You
I
used
know
the
for
Q word. You said the Q word.
Oh, No. What you're missing is I was characterizing. I was saying that's what bigots would say. They would say the guy is a limp-wristed. You know what?
Well, you sounded like a bigot to me when you were.
Well, that may be, sir,
that.
But that's not my fault. That's not my fault.
Well, it's you. You should have said, Ted, that I think you should have expressed it in such a way as to make it very clear you were talking about what bigots would say, but you didn't. You just went and said, and they looked like a bunch of limp-wristed you-know-whats. Even I, at the time when I heard you say that.
All right. well, I apologize, all right? I apologize.
Okay, but I mean, when you say that, it's going to cause people to think that you're full of crap.
I'm not full of crap. I'm not. I just got done being ripped up an ass by you because I said that I don't want gay people. You know, I brought up the Holocaust, and you didn't want me to do that. Okay, I understand.
I think it's a terrible thing to do. Terrible. Because there was actually a real Holocaust. People really suffered.
All right. But that's a far cry from saying I'm a bigot.
I think you're just on a bandwagon and trying to get your 15 minutes of fame it'll be a cold day before I would step foot and eat in your restaurant.
Well, I'm giving away free steak dinners to gays. And I assume that means the statement from you means you are gay, but you're not going to come into my restaurant. Okay, fine.
I'm fighting for your rights. You know, when somebody has something to go up against you, you get derogatory and you attack them. And in no way, shape, or form am I gay. If anybody's
all right.
gay, it's
how
probably
am I supposed
you.
To know that? How am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to know that you weren't gay?
Well, how do I know you aren't?
I don't know if you know that. You just said that I may be. I'm asking you, how am I supposed to know that you weren't gay?
How about his opinion, Ted?
Well, he was knocking me. He wasn't expressing an opinion. He was knocking me. He was saying I was a bag of something that fell out of the rear end of a cat. And
no, he never said that. Boy, you know, you...
Well, he's, you know, sir, you know, with all due respect, I respect you. You respect me. But you think I'm a piece of something that fell out of a horse's ass, right? Of course you do. And I am giving away free steak dinners to gays, and I said to you, would you like one? And you automatically think I'm saying derogatory. I want gay people to have rights, the same rights as you and me. And if you're gay, I want you to have those rights. If you're not, then you already got those rights.
Yeah.
Come on in, have a steak dinner.
They went and said, I'm not going to come in. Even
all
if
right.
it was for free, I'm not going to come right, into your restaurant.
You go right ahead. You go to Chick-fil-A. You go to Chick-fil-A and strangle on the food they have there. And,
strangle on the food they have there.
That's right.
Well, if I can find any of this conversation on YouTube or some media and let people I know listen to it, they exactly will feel the same way as I am, that you're just getting your 15 minutes of fame and jumping on the bandwagon.
Sure. I can tell you this much. Bob, right? Bob, I'm Ted Bell. Now, my name may not mean anything to you because I live and work in Beverly Hills, California. When I go down the street and I say, I'm Ted Bell, people know who I am. And when Ted Bell says that Chick-fil-A's food tastes like it was rubbed on someone's, anus, then...
Boy, oh boy, Ted.
What?
That, we get it that you don't like their food.
I'm telling you, as Ted Bell, if I say that.
All right. This man doesn't know you.
Yeah, I gathered. He doesn't know me. Otherwise, he'd be in eating in my restaurant, and he would avoid Chick-fil-A like lepers are preparing the food over there.
No, somebody with your kind of attitude and the way you think about things I couldn't stoop to a level like that to go to a restaurant and support you.
You'd rather go eat at a restaurant where lepers prepare it. Okay.
Boy, I'll tell you, Ted, you've made some statements about Chick-fil-A that are absolutely outrageous. Talking about lepers preparing their food. Tastes like someone rubbed it on their you-know-what.
Well, you know what? They're the ones that are against the rights of human beings to live and breathe. Get it?
Okay, look, Bob, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, go ahead and laugh. I can hear both of you guys. You guys think it's funny.
Bob, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go. 877-876-7445 here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You guys think it's funny, and as I express myself in the only way I know how, Phil, I'm a restaurateur. I'm a restaurant owner. I'm not a DJ and a big, I don't give speeches. I'm not doing an oratory in the park. I'm not, all I know is this. Gay people in this country have the right to go to Chick-fil-A or whatever. They're not keeping them out of Chick-fil-A, are they?
No, they're not keeping them out of Chick-fil-A. The owner of the restaurant.
All right, okay. If they want to, I'll just tell Gabe, if you want to go to Chick-fil-A and you want to eat a sandwich that may have been prepared by a leper. And
these comments I'm not going to allow anymore. I'm going to dump them because you're saying it on purpose. You're saying it to plant a seed in someone's head. You're being outrageous.
Nobody's going to believe I mean it literally. I'm just saying it tastes like it. Tastes like it. Okay? T-A-S-T-E. Taste. Taste it as, you know, with the S on the end. Tastes. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Tastes. You understand it?
I understand. 877-876-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He says that Chick-fil-A's food is lousy and their attitude is lousy. Come eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's giving away free steak dinners to all gay people to come in there this weekend. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back with more from Ted Bell.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Famous Bill Hendrick 877-876-7445 with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills taking phone calls tonight on Chick-fil-A and their stand on gay marriage. Ted in Beverly Hills giving away free dinners to gay couples.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Because I got it, Ted's of Beverly Hills, if you're gay and only if you're gay, and I know a great many of Bill's listeners, well, I don't know if they are, there's gay people everywhere. Come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills for a free steak.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
What about that tagline there?
What about it? Oh, you know something? Why don't you grow up, okay? Why don't you grow up?
What about the tagline?
Why don't you grow up? Just grow up.
877-876-7445. Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, we were talking about gay rights. You have come on the program to say that you are offering free meals. You believe in equal rights for people. I think that's all very admirable, Ted. You've gone on to say that Chick-fil-A, you've made some statements that have been over the line.
See, I don't understand that, Phil. If I'm in favor of gay rights and you're telling me I'm going over the line, then there are an awful lot of people in this town, especially in the entertainment business, that are going to want to know your name. There you go. And it won't be for anything good. Because, as you know, the entertainment business in Hollywood and in Beverly Hills and West Hollywood and Inglewood and places where the studios are, like there's a studio there in Culver City, so it's not Hollywood anymore. Burbank, Culver City.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
That's Hollywood.
Okay, that's fine. What about it?
I just wanted you to know that we've got studios in Burbank.
I know where the studios are, okay? So that's all Hollywood.
Right. And I think that a lot of it, Phil, you don't have to get upset with me. Don't kill the messenger for the message, okay? Don't kill the messenger who is saying equal rights for everyone. And come into Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you can avoid Chick-fil-A, and you'll be avoiding, all right, you don't want me to say it, you know?
You have no basis to say the things you've been saying.
Are they denying the rights of gay people to be married?
Yes, they are. Their owner is. Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay, but that's got nothing to do with the food.
If you want your stomach pump, and I've got basic experience on that.
Yeah. So you got it in, and that's what I'm finding fault with. You don't like their food. You don't like the taste. You think maybe you have mites, but you're not sure. You think maybe you need to get your stomach pump, but you're not sure. All of this stuff is designed to go over the top. That's what I'm saying. Why don't you just make the statement?
Are you done yet? Because you've just been going blah, 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 blah. I thought I bought the airtime here.
I got to get this point out, and I've not been allowed to make this point.
You've been talking a blue streak since you went on the air.
Since you've been on the air, I haven't been able to say what I wanted to say, which is simply that you are going over the top with your comments.
I don't understand.
That lepers prepare the chicken sandwiches. That you wouldn't be surprised if you had stomach mites.
I wouldn't.
That you had to go get your stomach pumped. that the food tastes like it was in someone's sweat sock worn on the foot of an individual with rampant athlete's foot, I think you said.
No, I said impetigo. But you want to know something?
And you know, that's what I mean.
But you want to know something, Phil? In defense of the rights of human beings and the liberties that our forefathers and that our fathers and our grandfathers fought for on the beaches of Normandy, on the beaches of Anzio Beach, Italy, on all of the battlefields, all of the battlefields that they fought and they died. And what do you want to do? You want to sit there and get all kissy poo with this guy Kathy? Ooh, you know.
That's what you were doing, and that's why that guy said that you were anti-gay.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Ray. Ray, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
Oh, I was making a comment.
Because of the thing you just said. Yes, sir, Ray. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to make a comment. He said about Chick-fil-A and his food. Well, I'm from the South,
sir.
And we have some good food down here. Okay.
Well, that's what Henry said. That's
Chick-fil-A
what Mr. Henry
and
said.
All that. But my next question is, I got two friends.
I wouldn't know about Southern food.
Well, I got two friends, and they're gay.
That's it?
Okay.
Just two friends?
Two friends. They work in construction, so you wouldn't know that they're gay. So if they walked in your restaurant, how would you prove they're gay without offending them?
Well, if you say that they work in construction, but you wouldn't know that they're gay, what does that mean? Not all gays are swishy. Is that what you mean? No, I understand that.
I'm just asking, how would you find out they're gay without offending them?
I'll tell you. First of all, your friends that are gay, they have short hair and they wear mustaches, don't they? Yes, they do.
No.
So right away, don't say they
in the plant.
What's that?
Can't have mustaches in plants.
In plants?
Yes.
What's he talking about?
I live in Louisiana.
No, man. He's talking about an industrial plant. You're working in a factory or a plant, correct, Ray?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I would take their word for it, but and I'd be right, wouldn't I?
Well, how would you know? Just by looking at them.
I would take their word for it. I would take their word for it. If they're straight, if they're lying to me, then they run the risk of having to sit at a table for the entire night while I spread the word to everyone in the place.
So wait a minute, you would go around and tell everyone in your restaurant that they are gay?
Yes.
Why?
What?
Why would
because
you have
they
that
are.
Right? Why would
because
you have that
people
right?
would want to know. Are you serving them free? You know, people would be asking me,
so
I want to make sure that there's truth in advertising.
So you're saying gays are welcome to your restaurant, but you're going to tell everybody in the restaurant, hey, these people are gay. So these
other people
can go up there and talk about them while they're eating at your restaurant?
Well, hold on. So you got to think about this.
I mean, that
sounds
pretty bad,
because if I'm going to give the guy a free meal, don't I need to know that he's gay? Of course.
But that don't give you the right to go around and tell all your other customers, correct?
Hey, what if they ask me, hey, what are you doing giving them free meals? And I'll say, because they're gay.
Well, why would they
eat? Well, I see this gentleman's point, though. You know, it's one thing to say if you're gay, you get a free meal. The person who says that they're gay, that's their choice.
What?
No, hold on for a minute. That's their choice. Now, they go in, they get a free meal. Okay?
Well, you got to say if you want the free meal.
Well, what if you're gay and you don't want to say that you're gay? You go ahead and you pay for the dinner.
No, because I'm going to know you're. There's no way that's going to happen.
Why wouldn't there be?
I know they're gay.
How do you know they're gay, man? That's what this man's asking.
Why wouldn't... Are you telling me I don't know?
What I'm asking is, how would you go by finding out they're gay without offending them?
Well, that's not what we're at. What do you mean without offending them? Look, if they want one of my free steak dinners, they're going to have to prove it.
Well, how would you ask them to prove it?
You've got to have to kiss each other with tongue.
Oh, what a child.
What?
What a childish thing.
Watch them kiss each other with tongue?
How else, you asked me to prove it, because you're going to be sitting there, this gentleman Ray, you're going to be there with your wife or whatever, and you're going to say, how come Bella's giving a free dinner to those guys, and I'm going to say they're gay, and you're going to say, how do you know? What's that?
Why would it be any of their business?
Any of whose business? Your business?
No. Hold on. Hey, Ray, hold on. I haven't heard anybody get Ted tongue-tied tonight except for you, so hang on the line. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. I'm all tongue-tied.
No, just hold on, because this guy's asking some good questions. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, sure. Are you kidding me? Hey, Henry!
What?
Are you telling me that guy has got the better of me? That guy works in a plant. In a tomato plant.
In a real plant.
Ain't a tomato plant real?
Phil Henry.
Dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We don't serve a chicken sandwich that is not the best tasting. I understand, Mr. Henry. You know.
You've eaten at Chick-fil-A how many times?
I told you. Phil, I got to tell you, I don't want to lose my temper.
Well, the only guy that's going to lose his temper here is me, Ted, because I think you're making some statements. As I said, you're engaging in a kind of a hyperbole, and you feel that you can because Chick-fil-A's been in the news.
Because Chick-fil-A's in the news, I can tell the truth as I see it about them. Their food is strictly for people that have, anybody that would eat a Chick-fil-A has no real good, they don't have no good, not no good taste, but they don't have good taste in food. The food that they eat, the food that you eat, if you eat a Chick-fil-A, I'm sorry to say this, but you must be used to eating like, a lot of this.
You're whispering what?
No, never mind.
Yeah, 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show here. Let's go to Patricia. Hi, Patricia. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Good morning, gentlemen, on the East Coast compared to your
good
West
morning,
Coast.
Good morning, Patricia. Ted Bell here. How are you doing?
Yes, Mr. Bell. I will be polite with you. I had an uncle who had started up a restaurant, but he used different words. He described his food for the flavors that it had, not derogatory about the other restaurateurs in town. And what he did was he brought a lot of people in. He said, if you don't like the flavors of my food, you don't have to pay for it. That included families, full meals for families. We have large families. So anyway, a lot of people came in. A lot of people loved the flavors. My family and myself, we also went. We didn't pay for our meal because we were related. But we had different food served to us than the locals had served to them. And in the night, I had decided, I asked my mom and dad, could I stay with Uncle Roger and Aunt Margaret? And it was allowed. What I learned was his food was so flavorful, many of the people were asking where he got his meat from. And you remind me of my uncle, who was kind of loud, but he wasn't foul-mouthed. And he wouldn't tell them. His restaurant lasted maybe a little bit better than 4 weeks because he ran out of human flesh. He was selling meat the way you are talking, very brash, to have people come and buy it. He was saying it was the best, it was the sweetest meat. It's because he was slicing up human beings that the mafioso brought up. He came from Portugal, okay? We're talking about...
Well, that's a very nice fairy tale. No one's believing it. And
Mr.
for you to make up a story like that, just to insult me, see,
yeah,
the food that we have, I serve my dinners to movie stars.
Listen to yourself. I don't
care. Movie stars. People that can afford anything.
Meat is greatest. There's something wrong with it. Other than that, you
something wrong. You come from a family where they serve human flesh, and there's something wrong with me?
No. I don't come from that family. He was married into my family. He was from Portugal.
Oh yeah, sure.
Careful what you.
Of course. Madness runs in your veins. Madness runs in your veins, ma'am, and I cannot, take any advice from you.
She's saying that there was a member of her extended family, in-laws.
I know. I hear what she's saying. What's that got to do with... We're talking about reality here.
We're talking about gay people. Something wrong with your food. What's wrong with your food? You're afraid to say what's wrong with your food. You're not
Nothing
perfect.
Wrong with my food. Well, I'll tell you, there's something, there is something right with my, there's nothing wrong with my food because you don't like it, which means it must be good.
And so foul-mouthed, there's something wrong. You want to sell your
you're
food
the one,
you are so
you're on here talking about cannibalism. You just because you hate gay people,
like,
man, doesn't mean you have to start talking about eating them.
Oh, come on, will you?
That's what she's doing.
For pushing your meat too hard. You're pushing
I'll push
your meat
my
meat. Too hard, sir.
I'll push my meat. Don't worry about it. You want me to push my meat.
Okay,
you are,
watch it.
You, I believe you're maybe doing something you know, underhanded and underminded. When you put in people's minds to think of a certain smell or a certain taste, and you're doing that, I couldn't go to bed listening to you talk like that, and I was enjoying listening to shows, and all of a sudden I wake up and I hear all this auditory language, and I'm saying, ah, he sounds like Uncle Roger.
Let the record show that you're the one that brought up all of this disgusting stuff about your sick family, not me.
That about the other restaurateurs of disgusting stuff. It must have hit home somewhere, sir. If it wouldn't have hit home,
well,
you wouldn't.
You know, if I were you,
out from it.
I'd call Chick-fil-A if you want to talk about who's carving up human flesh.
Oh boy.
Stir up to your face,
you
sir, because there's something wrong with your food that you are serving. And you are
ma'am,
so brash
about the only
it.
Thing wrong, the only thing wrong with my food is I don't have enough of it because I've got people beating the doors down to get that prime rib on Sunday.
Filthy mouth you have, I wouldn't even want to touch the doorknob that you touch.
Ma'am, we have a slogan that you find dirty, but we mean it in terms of food. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
You
now,
are
we don't
making derogatory remarks about other people who are trying to have a living. Something may have happened. I have no idea about this Chick-fil-A. I live in the remote woods in northern Maine.
I'll bet
I know
you
what
do.
I'm talking about. When I hear somebody that's like a car salesman with a foul mouth, I know it's a glob of lemon.
Let me tell you something. One of the reasons why madness runs in your family is because you're from the woods of Maine. If you've got someone serving up human beings, that's strictly motel hell.
I did
that
not.
Is,
I was a little child. I was
sure.
And I listened, and I learned a lot of things in the world. And you are
you're
somebody
like the,
either on the outside trying to get in because you really have no cooth. You have, it shows the kind of food you have, the way you speak, the way you act, the way you come across. It is so vulgar. It is so revolting. I couldn't even think
I'll
of
tell you what
say about your flavor. You couldn't
the,
talk
the
about
the flavorfulness,
food
my food. You've been
you
talking about flavors, and that's put me off.
There and
that's
really
put me
tell about somebody else, and I'll bet you have a hard time to hold chefs at your restaurant. You
I didn't understand what you just said. Do you know you've been living in the woods too long. I didn't understand that at all. And
all right, what Ted, look, the lady is saying,
but
and I think she's making a point.
I'll
you're,
bet you
you're
low wages,
what?
You pay high wages.
We pay very, very, very high wages, and
but
to,
you,
well,
so
I shouldn't
drunk.
Say this.
I'll bet you do nothing but look at and live smut. That is what you smell. You know?
I enjoy a woman's form. Is there something wrong with that? Is it wrong of me to enjoy the form of a woman?
Have leprosy.
Around
God gives you leprosy. Will you then say, oh, please, forgive me.
Up there in the woods, I bet you see it all up in the woods. Leprosy, cannibalism,
you know how bad leprosy.
All kinds of inbred people. You know,
idea.
I bet
you
got a one-eyed cousin.
Diseases.
You know,
using people
I
who have diseases to tell about other people's food. What are you doing walking on people who have sicknesses that are having a hard time in life to live like that?
I don't want them making my chicken sandwich. I'll tell you that right now. They have no right at all to make a chicken sandwich for Ted Bell. And then you come on here and you start talking to me about how your uncle used to serve up dead babies.
You are so deadbeat. You're having to be
you said
people to make
you
yourself
said
a name. You got 15
no,
minutes.
No, you're the one that said that. You're the one that said your uncle served dead babies. You said your uncle served dead babies. Yes or no?
No, she didn't say that.
The hell she didn't. She said that there was some kind of a baby. There was some sort of a baby market, right?
No, she said she had a mafioso guy that was serving
my
human
uncle.
Flesh.
My mother's husband.
How did it taste?
I thank you very, very
much. That part of meat. Because in the night, when I decided to stay with them for the night, I listened to him and Aunt Margaret talk about it. She was afraid people would find out. He was serving.
Oh, so you. All right, so there we go right there, Phil. She was a busybody little snot-nosed four-year-old trying to get her uncle in trouble.
To him?
Listening
to him. Got a little bit of
no right.
background, but he doesn't have
you
enough.
Had no right.
One.
You had no right to be over listening in on the conversations of adults. You should have been.
Yes, I
well,
did.
I shouldn't say
for God put me there so I would understand how crass people can be and how cruel people can be. And he made a lot of money, and he ruined a lot of restaurants here that had very good food. Because he was serving up the sweetest, the best tasting steak there was, and he was giving
yeah,
it away.
He was.
He was also making meatballs and spaghetti, and that man could cook. And you better be careful
yeah,
what you
say could.
About him, because he was
I'll
part of mafioso. They will.
He was part of mafioso. Huh? Ah, those guys come into my place all the time.
You'll be
bunch of nickel and dime punks. They tried to run me out of town once. No way, no way. Not Ted Bell. No, I love those punks. I eat them up and I spit them out. Send your uncle in, okay? I'll have a nice, fresh, freshly prepared baby for him.
You won't be saying that.
I'll tell you what, I've got baby steak all ready for your uncle.
Okay, thank you very much, Patricia.
She's so full of crap, Eliza Brown.
Your husband. He
yeah,
comes from Portugal.
That's great. Fantastic. That, yeah, you told me that for the fifth time now.
Your restaurant is done. There are too many strong Catholic people.
Your uncle... Your uncle can't cook his way. Your uncle couldn't cook his way out of an oatmeal bowl. And you're in Maine? Yeah, that Mafia Maine family's pretty strong. You know, years ago...
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Patricia. Thank you, Ted. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. I can't keep on doing this. Let's take a break, because now all of a sudden I got no appetite, and usually I'm starved by this part of the night.
Why?
Talking about human flesh? All right, 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
No.
The Phil Henry Show.
At the London Olympics, watching it right now in our prime rib room. Come on over and have yourself a Ted and have yourself a boil wrapped baked potato. Yeah. And by the way, if you are gay, you can come on in here. You know, we believe in family values at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and that's why we are certainly interested in everybody to come into the restaurant and enjoy Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight or any night. We believe in family values because we at Ted's of Beverly Hills believe in people.
You see Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't like Paul McCartney, this is kind of one of my Ted-isms, if you don't like Paul McCartney, you don't like me, because I am a big, big fan of Paul McCartney. Outstanding musician and everything that he does.
All right, 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show. We're taking some more phone calls here. Before we get back to the calls, the question, to sort of reset here, Chick-fil-A, the owner or the CEO, what have you, Dan Cathy, has stated that he does not want, that he doesn't believe in gay marriage. They said, if that means no gay marriage, then that's what I believe. Tonight, you've said that his food is lousy and...
And I've heard a lot of people tonight say that my food is lousy.
Well, but you sort of took the conversation away from the statement. And really, are you saying people shouldn't eat there because of the philosophy the man has? Or are you saying that people should just eat at your restaurant because you're friendly to all people?
I think, Phil, that they should eat at my restaurant because, yes, we believe in the rights of all people. Ted's of Beverly Hills stands for human beings. I don't know what Chick-fil-A stands for, other than chicken. They say they stand for family values, all right. If you take your family into a restaurant, do you want them to have a good meal? Do you want the children to be, all right, you don't want me to say it, but I wouldn't want to take my kids anywhere where they may have an intestinal parasite. And
you don't know that that's true. That's the thing that I'm saying.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're right. I don't. All I know is what I tasted that day. It was a Sunday afternoon. All I know is what I tasted. And what I tasted, tasted like certain parts of China look. And I think you can...
Whatever that means.
No, don't give me that. You know exactly what that means.
No, I don't know what that means. No, I don't. 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line with us is Claire. Go ahead, Claire. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Bell.
Yes, hello, hello? Claire.
Hi.
Yes,
I,
Claire,
I have something to say to you, and I'm going to try and say it in a way that I think hopefully you'll be able to listen.
Of course.
You said that people who eat Chick-fil-A, it automatically makes them Mexican. Is that right?
No. I said that I'm not surprised that day laborers that that guy hired, some of whom are from Mexico and therefore are not used to a quality meal because there's a lot of, poverty there, would probably think Chick-fil-A is dining at the Ritz. Yes.
And you said Mexicans will eat anything, and that's just why you can feed them that. And I want to say to you that my father is Mexican, and when you say that, you sound ignorant and ridiculous because Mexican food is some of the most delicious food in the world. And if you don't realize that, then I don't know what you serve in your restaurant that you think is so special and makes you an authority on good food.
We're a steakhouse. Teddy Beverly Hills, a longstanding steakhouse. We serve the finest cut of meat. And when you say, look, I know there's great Mexican food, but do you deny that there are certain dishes that are made with domesticated pets?
What does that mean?
What?
What?
I'm just saying, I heard that some of the tacos down there, the poor people use dog. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're thinking of, I don't know, Thailand, because in Mexico, my father is from Oaxaca, and they have beautiful dishes. Chile de nogada in the fall, which is maybe one of the most beautiful dishes in the world. I don't know if you've ever tried it. Probably not.
I just heard Phil say right. What do you know about it, Phil?
I've gone to Mexico many times. I used to go every year. Every year, and Mexican food is outstanding.
Like what?
Like anything, man. Like the way they prepare steak. Like the way they prepare seafood. Like the way that they prepare their breakfasts, their lunches. I like Mexican food. Rice, plantain, all of the spices.
I don't know. I mean, most Americans want to come to Ted's of Beverly Hills and have a steak. Now, when I said Mexicans, what I meant was illegal people from probably Panama who come through Mexico and make us think that they're Mexican, which they're not. That's what I meant.
So you meant Panamanian.
Now you're reading your words. Now you're reading your words because that's not what you said. I heard what you said. You said there are people fresh off the boat from Mexico, and you said if you like that food, then you're Mexican too.
Well, why wouldn't he admit that he's Mexican? See, he didn't want to.
He said that he wasn't.
Yeah, sure.
Well, why do you say yeah,
he
sure?
Wasn't? Well, my boyfriend Craig is Chinese American, and he does eat Chick-fil-A, and I find it hard to believe that you don't offer any kind of chicken option at your restaurant, and you think that
I don't trust it. I'm not gonna look. There's no guy in America, no American man, that's gonna take a woman out for dinner and say, "Let's go get a chicken dinner." I mean, it's just that's death right there. If you thought you had any shot with her,
that doesn't mean you have kicks in your stomach if you eat Chick-fil-A, because it is good food, just because it's not your food.
Oh, wait a minute. You said it's good food? I disagree. I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich. It tasted like someone's foot. I brought it back. I said, would you make it again? They did. I got it again. It tasted now like two dirty feet. I took it back. They finally made one that tasted good, but by then I said, I'm going to throw it in the garbage anyway and tell everybody it was bad. Because you made two bad ones.
Wait a minute. You're going to tell everybody the third sandwich is bad?
Yes, because I had to suffer through two bad sandwiches to get a good one. Isn't that fair? I think it is.
No, it's you looking to give them a bad name. It's you looking to find something wrong with them. So you can, make your...
Anything that's competition is a problem, right?
No, not necessarily. But if a guy comes out like this guy Dan Caffey did and he said, gays... can't use them. Get them out of here. Put them on the boat and send them back to Gayland. And he didn't say that. I know that.
I didn't say that. I think it's great what you do for gay people. I don't think...
Thank you.
You shouldn't...
Well,
why couldn't
you have said that?
You shouldn't have made them pay too for them to get a meal
How are you going to prove they're gay? I mean, and then that lady calls in from Maine, from the backwoods of Maine, where for all I know she's got people hanging upside down in her barn gutted, and she's talking to me about cannibalism. God!
Okay, let's forget that lady. This woman is making a very good point. She's saying, Ted, you know, it's good what you're doing for gay folks, but why do you got to run down a man's product, run down a man's entire business? Why not just disagree with the stance that he took publicly as an individual, by the way?
Well, look, everything that he says, everyone's going to think it's Chick-fil-A. He is Chick-fil-A. You know, when I say I'm Ted Bell, I mean my restaurant. I say I'm Ted Bell, I'm Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I'd much rather be Ted's of Beverly Hills than, hi, I'm Ted Bell, I'm Chick-fil-A. Yeah, right. Can you imagine that? You look like a real whore. You look like a chicken ass is what you look like. And so I apologize to the young lady. I didn't mean any offense to your family. I honestly didn't. But if I were...
You need to be careful what you say, then, if you don't mean to offend people. Because when you say things about people who have been persecuted enough, you don't need to say that on the radio when it hurts people.
Who? You mean Jews?
No, her father is Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know they were persecuted, but...
Yes. Anyway, thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much, Claire. 877-876-PHIL. Ted, thank you very much. We will have our news and information hour coming up next.
All right, I'm Ted Bell. Come on in. Don't forget, we got the all-day prime rib. It's going to rip. Shoot.
Phil Hendry.